All right, here we go. Today is, of course, December 26th. This is the last official, we had our last official Factor Bullcrap last week. The score was Tom won for the year.
21-17?
21-17, yeah. Something like that. So this is the year in review. The best of Factor Bullcrap for 2013, playing the part of Tom. That's right, Chris's opponent is Rusty. Good morning, Rusty. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good.
Rusty, you were very quick on the trigger. You called within moments of Seth giving out the number, so this is important to you, isn't it?
I'm going to take him down.
All right. All of these questions, all of these statements that I'm about to make have been asked before in previous Factor Bullcrap sessions. The question is, were you paying attention? Here we go, gentlemen. I'm going to make a statement. Rusty, you will go first as our honored guest. I make a statement, you simply tell me if it's fact or bullcrap. Fact or bullcrap, okay. Scotch tape was not invented until nearly 30 years after wrapping paper. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
I believe that's fact, too.
That's exactly right. Yes, it is fact. The Scotch Company invented their tape in 1930. For the 30 years before that, people used wax or string instead. Fact or bullcrap? There are now Apple stores in all 50 states.
Apple, like the technology company.
Yes, exactly. Not the food. The technology thing made by 8-year-olds in China.
You know what? Apple, I think, might be just as happy if you go online and order it somewhere. I think this is bullcrap.
Be the devil's advocate. I'm going to say fact.
Apple store in Bozeman, Montana. Really?
It is bullcrap.
Mm.
44 states currently have them, plus Washington, D.C. The states that do not have them yet, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Vermont, of all places, West Virginia, and Wyoming. I can understand North, South Dakota, and West Virginia, and Montana. I mean, I can understand those, but Vermont?
The economy is booming in the Dakotas. I would think someone would want, and in Vermont, I think the Apple products they believe are going to save the world on the backs of those 8-year-olds in China.
All right, here we go. We now move to the next statement. The Smurfs are technically Canadian. Fact or bullcrap?
I think they are from another country, but not from Canada. I think that is bullcrap.
I believe that's bullcrap, too.
It is indeed bullcrap. They are not American either. The television series premiered in the U.S. in 1981. But the characters originally appeared in a Belgian comic book series in 1958. They were called Les Schtroumpfs. I think, super. Yeah, Smurfs is a little better. All right, Richard Pryor was the very first host of Saturday Night Live to have a tape delay, meaning the show wasn't actually live. Fact or bullcrap?
Rusty, you go first here.
Oh, I'm going to say fact.
I think that's fact also.
It is indeed fact. It was the 7th episode of the first season in 1975. Fact or bullcrap? Before he wrote and directed Night of the Living Dead, George A. Romero worked for Mr. Rogers. Fact or bullcrap?
It's a beautiful day in the name.
Brames! You say?
Fact.
All right, what do you say, Rusty?
I say bullcrap.
It's fact. He got his start shooting scenes for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, which was filmed in Pittsburgh, where Romero went to college in the 1950s. It's also where Night of the Living Dead was filmed. All right, here we go. Bob Ross, we know him from the TV show The Joy of Painting. Remember him?
Look, a little happy tree over
happy
here
tree.
By this pond.
Oh, look at this. He actually used to be a drill sergeant. Fact or bullcrap?
I'm going to say fact.
I believe that's fact also.
It is fact. Before he was on PBS, he served 20 years in the Air Force and spent part of that time as a drill instructor. Happy little tree. Get over there, you maggot! All right.
Oh, you're missing home, are you?
Oh, now drop and give me 20 happy little push-ups. All right, next statement. The first Nintendo console game came out in the United States in 1985. But the company was actually founded in 1889, fact or bullcrap?
What in the world would it have been making in 1889? This has got to be bullcrap.
I agree.
It's true. It's fact. They originally made playing cards. All right. Here we go. Statement
so we can
number...
have a tally-ho or a Hoyle deck. Or
yes.
No. I play with Nintendo Blue.
All right. Fact or bullcrap? There are new episodes of the Maury Povich Show still being filmed. Fact or bullcrap?
Let's ask Connie Chung. Bullcrap.
Bullcrap.
It's fact. Maury Povich isn't going away anytime soon. In March of this year, his show was renewed through 2016.
All right, how many more questions do we have left here?
We have two questions left.
Rusty, this is crunch time because I lead 6-4.
All right.
I know that.
The best you can do is tie it, but then that's an honor. That's a real honor. All right.
Playing against him is an honor.
That's sure.
No. Bullcrap.
All right. Statement number 9. Technically, it is daylight saving time. Singular, non-plural. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe this is fact.
I believe that to be bullcrap.
It's fact.
Oh.
Although most people say savings, far more people Google that one. So saying it either way is actually considered to be acceptable, but it is singular, non-plural. All right, the last statement, and Chris is going to run away with it. In the movie Zero Dark Thirty, the scene showing the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound lasted longer than the actual raid. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that is fact.
I'm going to say fact also.
It is bullcrap. The film version of the raid was 25 minutes. The actual raid was 38 minutes, 13 minutes actually shorter than the raid. So there it is. The score?
8-4. Rusty, you were great, even though you were talking smack on the show before this started. You were a great contestant.
Rusty,
thank you very much.
You are very welcome, and just the bragging rights of being able to do this is all you win. But thank you very much for being on the show. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, coming right back.
KTEL Records is proud to present Stephen Hawking Sings the Classics.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Yes, Stephen Hawking, theoretical physicist, professor of mathematics, and to everyone's surprise, renowned vocalist, is proud to offer the essential Hawking on compact disc.
Memories.
Though Stephen is gravely ill,
life's a corner of my mind.
What better time to celebrate his life than by owning his immortal classics on CD?
If I leave here tomorrow,
don't wait until Stephen's gone. Pick up the phone and order yours today.
Would you still remember me?
And now, for a limited time only, you'll receive at no extra cost Stephen Hawking's Ultimate Duets.
Unforgettable.
That's what you are.
That's what you are.
Don't wait.
I like Big Buzz and I cannot lie.
Order yours today.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.